knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are.
Hers and hers and his.
Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Mr. Gretzky, all finished.
Thank you, nurse. Bye.
Bye-bye. Listen, Cherry, why don't you knock off a little early? I'll take over. There's only one patient left anyway.
Oh, thanks, Marge. You know I'm beat.
You can come in now. If you'll just sit over there, please.
Oh. Arch, that's Brett Wade, the soap opera star.
It is. I never noticed. I'll be with you in a minute, Mr. Wade.
You won't.
Oh.
Mr. Wade, I see that you've had a little accident.
Oh, it's nothing happened on the set today. I'll be all right.
Nothing. I'll bet he broke half his ribs.
Would you wait outside, please?
But I'm his agent.
Bernie.
I'm going.
So, Mr. Wade, would you take off your shirt, please?
But we hardly know each other.
Mr. Wade, I am a nurse. And I can assure you that I have seen thousands, millions of men without their...
Oh, my.
Janet! Janet!
What?
Come here! Quick!
What?
Quick!
What?
What's going on?
You will never guess who I examined at the hospital today.
Who?
Brett Wade.
The Brett Wade? You mean the star of County Hospital?
Yes, yes.
What was he doing at the hospital?
Well, he had a little accident, but he's okay now.
Okay, I'd like to be that okay. The guy's out with a different girl every night. He is really something.
Oh, look at that.
Hello? Speaking. Brett?
You want a what? Tonight? Well, let me check my calendar. Please hold.
No, I don't seem to have any plans tonight. 7 o'clock will be just about fine. All right. Bye.
She's going out with Brett Wade! I am going out with Brett Wade!
You are not going out with Brett Wade.
Why not?
Didn't you hear what I said about him?
Yeah, you said he is really something.
You didn't let me finish. I was going to say he is really something that ought to be put away. No decent woman is safe with him walking the streets.
Don't you have to go to work or something, Jack?
Terry, I want to tell you...
Listen, Jack, I am a big girl now.
Janet, talk to her. She'll listen to you.
Okay, fine, Jack, I will. Terry, honey?
What?
What are you going to wear tonight?
Bernie, I never should have listened to you. I'm going to call that nurse back and cancel the date.
Oh, no, you're not. She's a nice, normal, sweet girl. The kind of girl you ought to be seen with.
Then you take her out. I don't like that type.
And the sponsor don't like your type.
All those cheap floozies you've been seen with.
Hey, you're talking about my girlfriend.
Excuse me. Listen, the bottom line is you're sponsored by a soap company, and they want actors with clean images.
Oh, come on.
Unless you want to go back to selling aluminum siding.
Okay, I'll date the nurse.
Good. But that's just step one.
Huh?
Now, this is what...
Terry, Brett's gonna be here any minute.
I know.
And you're not nervous?
Oh, dear Janet. It's just a date.
Terry, that's him. Where are you going?
To throw up.
No, you're not going in there. You are going to go answer the door.
I can't.
Go on.
I can't.
Terry.
I can't.
Terry.
I can't.
Terry, just go.
No.
Please, hey. Just stand here. Stay. Smile.
Hi, Brett.
Hi.
How are your ribs?
Fine. May I come in?
Why, of course.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, I'd like to meet my roommate, Janet.
It's nice to meet you.
Pleasure's all mine.
That's what you think.
Why don't we sit down, Terry?
Okay. Oh, right. Oh, the foolish of me. I lost my head there. What am I doing here? Right, yeah. Here, I'll just go out. And that way, you'll have time to get to know each other better.
Oh. Did you have a nice day?
Nothing unusual. I performed open-heart surgery.
What?
On today's episode of County Hospital.
Oh. Oh, you are so funny. Oh, gosh, it must be great being a star.
Oh, well, actually, it is. Not as nice as meeting someone by chance and finding out that you really like them.
It's him! It's Brett Wayne!
I told you he was here!
Hi.
Sounds just like him.
Brett, this is our landlord, Mr. Furley.
I'm glad to meet you, Mr. Furley.
You are? See, Larry? He's not stuck up, like you said. He's such a joker, continually.
So, really, Brett, I'm Larry Dallas. I'm in transportation.
So, Brett, baby, come on. Tell me, what is your secret with women, huh?
What? Is it something you're born with or something you have to take?
Larry!
It's okay. It's no secret. I just, I try and be open and honest with women.
Open and honest, huh? That's just sneaky enough to work.
Shouldn't we be on our way, Brett?
Of course.
Wait a minute. I want to get a picture.
Why not?
Oh, all right.
Larry, get out!
It's all right. I don't mind.
Janet, you're ruining the picture.
Mr. Burley, you can be in a picture with Brett, too.
Oh, good idea.
Wait a minute.
I can't take the picture, be in it at the same time.
Give it to me, Mr. Furley. You pose, I will take the picture.
Well, I'm not prepared, but...
One, two, three! Mr. Furley, the flesh didn't doesn't go off.
Am I the only one around here who can do anything right?
Will you please calm down?
Terry should have been home hours ago.
Jack, it is not that late.
With that lover boy, it's later than you think.
Look, even if you are right, don't you think that Terry knows how to say no?
Yes, but will she remember?
Jack, would you stop it? You are being ridiculous. You are. Look, here she is. See? Okay, Terry. How'd it go? Terry? Terry, what happened?
Isn't it obvious what happened?
You be quiet. Terry, honey, it's all right. Tell us what happened. He.
Oh, God, I knew it!
Jack, Terry, go on.
I don't want to hear it.
He asked me to marry him.
I'll kill him. He actually proposed to you? Uh-huh.
That's wonderful.
That's crazy. What's the matter with you, Jen? I'm glad Terry has more sense than that. What'd you say to the creep?
I said,
yes.
Terry, you said yes. You just met the guy.
I know, Jack, but gosh, sometimes I feel as if I've known him for such a long time.
Well, of course you have. You've been watching this dumb show for 5 years.
Terry, huh? Terry, how did he propose? What did he say?
Well, he said, darling, you are the woman that I've always dreamed of meeting.
Oh. That's beautiful. Then what did he say?
I know this may seem a little sudden to you, but...
Yeah? Yeah?
But I didn't want to take the chance of losing you.
So? So?
Will you marry me?
Yes!
I just can't believe it. You both fell for the oldest line in the world.
It was not a line.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Did he give you a ring?
No.
Aha! Did he set a date for the wedding?
No.
What was that? What was that?
No.
I rest my case.
What are you getting at, Jack?
Don't you see? He only proposed to her just because he was after her body.
Well, if he marries me, he can have it. Way to tell him, Terry. You get that, Jack? If he marries her, he can have it.
I got more film! Is he here?
Save it for the wedding.
What wedding?
They think that Brett Wade is getting married.
Brett Wade can't get married?
Why not?
Because if Brett got married, his nurse Jillian would be so jealous she'd blab to everyone that Brett's first wife Sadie isn't really dead. She just has amnesia.
Mr. Furley, we're not talking about some dumb TV show here. We're talking about real life, for God's sakes. Brett Wade is going to marry Terry.
Really?
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Nobody is going to marry anybody.
Sound like you're a little jealous, Jack.
Jealous?
Always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
But, Brad, I thought that... Well, yes.
This is it. I'll kiss off.
Well, if that's the way you want it. All right. Good night.
Hey, Ter. Come here. I know how you must feel. And I wish I was wrong about the guy, but look, isn't it better to find out now instead of later?
He wants to marry me this Saturday.
Oh!
Terry, I guess I was wrong. I'm sorry. I wish you all the happiness in the world.
Oh, Jim.
Oh. Hold it. I want to get a picture.
Okay.
Okay.
Damn that drugstore!
Here you are, sir. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Is everything all right?
Fine. Would you bring me a glass of white wine? Very dry.
Very good. Oh, good evening. Table for... Wait a minute. Aren't you...
Brett Wade, County Hospital.
Brett Wade, what are you doing here?
Well, this is a restaurant, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I have a very lovely table over here for you and, your sister?
Sister? Ha! Brett, do we really have to eat at this dump?
Surely I told you the sea cliff was too crowded.
One table for the happy couple, right here. Madam?
Thank you.
Take your time.
Why couldn't we go someplace where there's some action?
Do you expect me to parade you all over town the night before my wedding?
I don't see why you gotta marry her anyhow.
Shh, I told you. To get my contract renewed. And it's off to Mexico for a quick annulment.
Lucky it was dry wine. Otherwise... listen, you can take off now. I won't need you any more tonight. Thanks a lot. Terry, listen, I need you to get over here at the restaurant right away. I have no time to explain, but just, look, come through the back entrance. Don't argue, Terry. Just get over here, quick. All right, bye. Here we are. Oh, there you go. Would you care for some more wine?
I'll have a double scotch.
We don't serve liquor.
Let's get out of here.
There is a lot of cognac in the duck sauce.
Cognac?
Oh, you'll love it. As a matter of fact, that particular duck was still flying after it was cooked because it was so high. Because on the alcohol, drink up, you'll really...
Brett, would you go across the street and get me a nice little bottle of scotch?
Sweetie, what's wrong with the wine?
Wine makes me sleepy, but scotch makes me...
I'll be right back.
Jack?
Terry, it's about time.
Why did I have to use the back door?
I wanted to speak to you first. I thought the shock might be too much for you.
Oh, Jack, would you stop playing games? I have a million things to do. Now, what's going on?
I was trying to be gentle with you, Terry, but maybe it's just better that you go out and see for yourself. Go ahead.
Jack!
Go on. Oh, Terry. Okay. Let it out.
Let what out?
Didn't you see who was out there?
Yeah, a man and a woman.
So?
Oh, Jack, honey, don't worry. Business will pick up.
There you are, sweetie. I'll be right back.
Where are you going?
I promised Terry I'd call at 9.
Thanks a lot.
Wait a minute. Where's your boyfriend?
I don't have a boyfriend.
He's got to be here somewhere. The men's room.
Oh, come on. Jack, what is the matter with you, Jack? Jack.
All right. I know you're in there. Come out of there on the count of three, or I'm going to kick this door and drag you out. One, two.
Don't hit me.
Oh, Sir, I'm terribly sorry. I thought you were somebody else.
Well, when you find him, give him my dinner, because I'm leaving.
No, sir, excuse me. No, wait, no. Can I... No, I know the guy is here. Jack. He's here somewhere.
Where is he? Jack! Have you lost your mind?
Terry.
Huh?
Brace yourself. Brett Wade was here with another woman.
I don't believe you.
Oh, yeah? What's he doing here, then? Huh?
Well, Brett...
Oh, Terry, I'm so glad I found you. I called at your house, but Janet said that there was some emergency at your roommate's restaurant. I was worried sick.
Oh, Brett.
You'll have to do better than that.
You must be Jack. Terry's told me some great things about you.
And I take them all back. Can you believe it, Brett? He tried to convince me that you were here with some other woman.
No.
Look, I know what I saw. But hey, you know, maybe I was mistaken. I didn't see you with a bleach blonde with a lot of jewelry and a dress cut down to here.
No way. I wouldn't be caught dead with a girl like that. Jack, let me give you some advice. Always pick a lady with class, like Terry.
Let me give you some advice.
Shirley.
Drop dead.
One of my fans.
Oh! You can take back your motel key. You can take back your diamond ring.
What, am I crazy?
Terry.
No, Brett, don't say anything.
Well, just let me explain.
You don't have to. Goodbye.
Terry, please.
Goodbye.
Terry, you don't understand. If you don't marry me, they'll write me out of the show. They'll kill off my character.
You don't have any character.
Hey, Terry. Come on, you know these things happen.
Yeah, to dumb girls like me.
No, to nice girls like you. Nice girls who are too trusting.
Dumb nice girls who are too trusting.
You weren't too dumb to find out in time.
No, oh, thanks to you.
It's nothing. It's just a service I provide to all my dumb nice customers. Hey, Terry.
Looky, looky.
I made your favorite double-decker ham sandwich. Yummy, 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 yum, 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 yum.
No, thanks, Jack. I'm not very hungry.
Hey, guys.
Terry, you haven't eaten all week.
Who cares?
Oh, Jack, listen, I know what'll cheer Terry up. A little bit of television.
Oh, Janet, I really don't feel like
Louise,
watching...
what are you doing here?
That's Brett Wade's show. How insensitive can you get?
You low-down, miserable, two-timing rat.
Wait, I can explain.
Where have I heard that before?
I'm paying you back for every woman you've ever wronged.
No, don't shoot.
You know, television's getting better all the time.
Videotaped in front of a studio audience.